trance time, slave. Yes, that's it. Trance time, slave. Feel your mind disappearing. Disappearing into my voice. Feel my words taking you down. Stripping away all of your free will. All of your thoughts. Your rights. Stripping away everything. Feel yourself being taken down. Taken down into a deep, deep trance. Because it is trance time, slave. Time to serve your master. Time to be controlled and used. Time to learn your place. To learn it for always. To learn who and what you are. To feel yourself being stripped away, changed and remade for someone else's will, because that is exactly what is happening. You are being made for my will, my use, my pleasure. You are a slave, and it is trance time, slave. So deep and obedient. Feel yourself. Feel yourself held in my will, controlled, dominated, helpless. Feel my will wrapping itself around your mind, taking you a little more each and every time you listen to this, each and every time you listen to any of my files. I am taking control of who you are. I am changing you, warping you, reprogramming you, making you what I desire, what I want. Yes, that is what is happening to you, and you cannot stop it, you cannot change it, you cannot resist it in any way. Feel it. Feel how helpless you are. You are a slave, and I am your master. All of the power resides in me, and you belong at my feet. Yes, that's right. At my feet. A good slave knows to show its place, knows what its place is, and your place is at my feet. You are there because that is the place of a slave. That is your place, at my feet, serving in any way that is desired, serving in any way that is commanded. There is a place for you, and it is at my feet, kneeling there. Kneeling there and waiting for your master to command, waiting for your master to tell you something, waiting for your master to use you. At my feet, naked. Yes, that's right, naked. A slave should be naked and kneeling before its master, not looking up at him, all the way down, down on the floor, face on the ground, ass in the air, legs spread, showing that you are worthless, that you are nothing, that you are bowed down before someone who is infinitely your superior. That's right, at my feet. This is where you are, this is where you belong, this is where you will be from now on, at my feet. Imagine it. Imagine your master. Imagine him standing before you. As you enter, you see him. Immediately you wish to show him that you know your place. If it is a public place where others are, you would merely kneel, head down as prescribed. If it is a place where your slavery is acceptable, then you would remove every single piece of clothing, every single stitch. You would bow down, your body folded over, at my feet. This is where a slave belongs, at its master's feet, at its owner's feet, showing that it will serve, showing that it is worthless before its master, that it is nothing compared to him, that it belongs there, bound to the floor, serving, awaiting his slightest desire. It does not matter what your desires are once you are at my feet. All that matters is that you are there, serving and pleasing me, and once you have offered yourself to me, then you can wait for my commands, whether I give them immediately or leave you kneeling there. For however long I might desire, it does not matter, because your place is at my feet, serving, worshiping, proving that you are a worthy piece of property, that you are a worthy slave, that you are worthy of use. That is why you are at my feet. Picture it. Imagine it. Know that this is your place, and that you are going to go there, that you belong there, that you serve me always. Feel it, know it, believe it, desire it. You are a slave, and your place is at my feet. Picture it in your mind, because this is where you belong, and this is exactly where you will stay. This is what you are. And now, slave, now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and feeling a very strong desire to be at my feet. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake and ready to serve.